God a hand clap of praise. Give a little bit of honor and the praise that he deserves this morning. Amen. Amen. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness therein. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving. Let us enter his courts with praise. Amen. See my sister out here. Would you like to join us in the pulpit this morning? No? Okay. Well, it's good to have you. It's real good to have you. It's good to have everyone. I like to greet each and every one that choose to worship with us this morning. Those of you on Facebook Live, those of you that watch us over the internet, and those of you that chose to worship with us in person this morning. We'd just like to thank you all. Yes, we'd like to thank you all this morning. This morning, we're going to begin by singing the doxology. And after that, we'll do the morning hymn. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Yeah.
go to chapter 10. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. And finally, please stand in reverence to God's word. Version, which says, by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid and face to face with you, but bold towards you, went away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have be as bold as I expect to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of the world. Amen?
Amen.
All right. God's word for the people of God. This morning I'm going to sister, if she don't mind praying for us this morning. She's a great prayer warrior. And we need prayer. Amen. How many of y'all know we need prayer?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Prayer changes things.
There you go.
We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us, how you kept us.
thank you for blessing those that are sick, Lord, that call on your name, Lord, knowing that you are a healer.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, because you're a deliverer.
Yes.
We thank you for protection, for direction. We just say thank you, Lord. There's so much to thank you for. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. But we thank you right now, God, for who you are. We ask you to come into the rest of this service, Lord. Make yourself known, Lord. Open our hearts that we might hear the word that's coming from your man of God, Lord. Touch him right now, Lord, and he'll decrease, and that you'll increase in him, that your Holy Spirit might speak to us, Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your word that's coming to us, Lord. And we thank you that you're helping us to decrease, that we might hear and not judge, but hear your word and apply it to our lives, Lord. We thank you for everything that you do, Lord. And if I fail to ask for anything, that anyone in here desires according to your word, Lord, I ask you that you'll grant it.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we also going to ask that you please just bless this offering that we receive and show us the way to use it, dear Lord, to uplift your kingdom, dear Lord. We thank you this day. Love you.
Amen. Amen.
Choir, if you would, please bless them. Bless them with song.
Oh,
Amen. I want to see God the Father, God the Son. I want to see my mom. I want to see some of y'all mamas that go on to be with the Lord. Amen. And after I toss my crown down at his feet, I want to see Jesus. Amen. I want to see the man from Galilee. That's what I want to see. I want to see the one that died for me. Amen. I want to see the one that loved me when I was not lovable. The one who took care of me. The one who fed me. The one who loved me and trusted me and kept me and blessed me and blessed you. I want to see it.
I just want
to.
Is that me? Am I too high? Saints of this church, amen. Prayer warriors, I thank God for all those who have not made it back, but yet they support the church, amen. Their tithes, their offerings, their prayers, Facebook Live presence, whatever it is, my prayer is that God will bless you today, amen. So you thank God, thank God for return. Wonderful opening to the worship service, amen. Jeff, camera being faithful. It's a great day, God bless you, amen. I don't know why you didn't come up here with us. That's how you dressed your life up, but that's all right. You're in the building, amen. God bless all preachers and all pastors, amen. To the saints and visitors of the churches, I could call your name, but since y'all preachers can't see y'all, I'm not going to call y'all out, amen. They don't need to know, amen. Thank you for your space in the building, amen. To this wonderful music ministry, amen. God bless you. Times of refreshing shall come from the Lord, from the presence of the Lord. And y'all know the rest that he will send Jesus. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. This morning I want to preach to you from a subject. So I try to focus on verse 16, but I'm kind of going there. I'm oscillating. Amen. So keep me in prayer. Amen. That I will do what God says. Amen. But I'll talk to you from a subject. Amen. That you are looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong thing. Amen. Amen. Father, will you give me strength? Just for a moment, preach your word. Power and authority. That I will stand back, God, that people will not see Michael, but they will see you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Pray, God, that you have been pleased with what we said through song, testimony, God, through praise and worship this morning, and even gathered and assembled together. That you are pleased with our praise and our worship. God, today I give you honor. Amen. And I pray, God, that you will let me be a living sacrifice today, pure and holy, tried and true, God. My prayer always is that words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray that the faithful of God said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. June 1894, President Grover Cleveland made Labor Day a national holiday. As we get ready to celebrate Labor Day, amen, it's in honor of those who have in the workforce or the labor force who have kept the country going, those who have achieved great things, maybe through opening businesses, maintaining business, or just keeping the economy going. We take Labor Day as a time out to give them honor. Amen. We also take Labor Day to realize that summer is not going to always last. This is really the official end of summer. Amen. As we're getting ready to go into winter months. Amen. And I don't know about your life. I can only speak of my life. I know it's been summer, it's been hot outside, but it sure has been cold in my life. Amen. The devil is still rampant. People are still confused. Amen. And things are still going on. And the more it happens, I realize that I need God all the more. Amen. I realize that sometimes I'm focused on something that's really not of my realm. I need to leave it in God's hands. Amen. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning, that you're looking at the wrong thing. You need to look to Jesus. Amen. The author and the finisher of your faith. I could sit down right there, amen, because that's about the crux of what I'm going to talk about this morning. But if you look at this country, Labor Day, let's go back to Labor Day, amen. COVID-19 sure did do something to Labor Day, didn't it? Last year, this time, there wasn't much labor going on, and now there's not much labor going on right now, amen. People are saying that people would not go back to work, amen, because they are lazy. I beg to differ. People are not going back to work because they had a year to sit back and to understand that the job really wasn't their source, that God was their source. Right. People are sitting back and looking to understand that they are not getting paid a living wage. Amen. Until you took $8 an hour and tried to pay your rent, tried to eat, amen, tried to take care of child, let that child care, put clothes on your back, amen, and do different things that other folk do that make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you don't know what it's like to work for minimum wage, amen. I guess I'm here today to speak for the poor people, amen, since I may be one of them, amen, but I'm really not poor, so it's because God always provides all my needs, amen. I can speak like David said, I was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Don't get it twisted, amen. The top 1% in this country run everything in this country. Not only do they run everything in this country, they run things of the world, amen, because the man with the gold make the rule. Don't get it twisted, amen. I've been the poor man in the room with knowledge and understanding of the subject, but didn't nobody pay me no attention because I ain't have no money. I ain't have no power, amen. But the person they thought had the power, that's what they listened to, amen. So the top 1% runs this country. Don't get it twisted. And then the 5%, or what I call the 1%, is the old money. The 5% is the new money. Those are the movie stars and the actors and actresses and those who strike it big in Fortune 500 companies, and they just happen to hit it big, amen, and then they get some money. But see, their money is new money, amen. Until you try to match money with people that had money for a long time, let me help somebody. If you make $1,000 a week, amen, and another man make $100,000 a week, don't try to go shopping with that man. Don't try to gamble with that man, because you can't keep up with that man. Never look over the fence at somebody else's house because you don't know what they're doing. See, they may not have more money, but they may be working together. Maybe they
But see, I don't do crosses, picks, and same people. Y'all know they ain't serving God, but yet it look like they blessed, ain't it? But I'm going to tell you again, only what you do for Christ will last. You're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong thing. Amen. Late Labor Day, hey, Labor Day. We're going to cook out. We're going to eat. Amen. We're going to have some fun. Some folk going to do what we do on Labor Day. We're going to work. Amen. We're going to labor. We're going to do whatever it is you have to do. But on Labor Day, never forget that, yes, God has blessed you. Yes, God woke you up. Yes, God gave you breath. Yes, God gave you strength. Yes, God gave you ability to start a business, to work for somebody and see their dream and their vision and be faithful and tenacious, amen, to show up on your job on time, to do what you're supposed to do, amen, and make this thing work. I wish I had somebody. See, y'all don't think like that to the mall when the mailman don't run in. You think about the mailman who comes every day, rain, sleet, or snow. Am I right about it? Don't do the trash go out on Monday. You don't think about it. That's your trash can full now. And tomorrow, those guys going to be on Labor Day. They're not going to be there. Amen. Then we start missing them because we realize that we need everybody. From the top to the bottom, you need everybody. Don't ever look down your nose at other folk, amen, because you're looking at the wrong thing. We ought never compare ourselves to one another. We ought always compare our life to God, amen, the one who looks, sits high and looks low, amen, who looks beyond your fault and see your need. Regardless of what you do, God can still make a way for you. See, I'm there to talk to you this morning, that some of y'all walk in this church upset, confused, man, you don't understand what you're going through. You may be sick, you may be whatever you're going through. You just gotta know that the Lord is with you, amen. If you trust God, no matter what it looks like, God will make a way. As it's discovered in the discourse that we're about to look at today, last time we dropped off the book of Acts, amen, y'all remember that Peter and John was going up to the hour of prayer, y'all remember that? And as they was going up to the hour of prayer, which was their custom, they saw a man that was lame from his birth, ain't that right? This man laying there at the gate, amen, looked at Peter and he looked at John intently, amen, expecting them to drop some in his cup. Brother Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What did he tell him to do? Rise up and walk, amen. Somebody read, rise up and walk, amen. And the Bible said, immediately he rose up and he walked. Ain't that right? And not only did he rise up and walk, if you see him next, he's holding on to Peter and John. He goes into the temple, he's leaping, he's praising God, amen. He's worshiping God. And sometimes I have to wonder, and some of y'all who God has blessed the most, y'all just so dry, y'all just so still. I know when y'all was at the club, and look at how y'all was coming down, amen. But when you come to God's house, you get still, you got locked out, you can't see no more. What is wrong with y'all? You're looking at the wrong thing. God woke you up this morning. I'm sick, thank God. God woke up this morning, I'm 16. Thank you, Jesus. God wake up this morning, I'm 60. Thank you, Lord. Knee hurt, back hurt, I'm 80. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sometimes we just look at the wrong thing. In this text, when Peter and John goes, man is with them, they in the temple, and they praising God. Let me break it down for y'all who don't know the temple. They're in church. They have the Holy Ghost filled meeting, amen. They praising God, and when the man walk in, you know how y'all do. Ain't it the man that's been out there at the gate all this time? For 40 years, y'all been walking on top of this man on y'all way to church. Y'all been driving down Raw Hood by the same folks standing out there drinking. Y'all been whipping glitter raving and passed over top of people. Y'all came up the hill down there, saw that same person standing out there fishing on the pier, amen. Ain't said nothing to the man, but now, he's in Archer's Road. He's praising God. And y'all say, is that him? Is that the one that used to ride the bike? Is that the one that used to stand out there in front of the store? Is that him? And they say, yeah, that's him. Amen. We know it's him because we see him every day. Amen. No one tell y'all what happened. When they saw the power, what had happened, the holiness and the righteousness that had healed this man, they turned to Peter and John and they tried to give them glory. They tried to lift them up. And I want to say to you today that no preacher ought to get God's glory because it's all about him.
talk to me, because y'all too busy worshiping me, amen. When you ought to be praising God. If you love your church more than you love Jesus, you got a problem. If you love your tradition more than you love the word of God, you got a problem, amen. But if you love the Lord, thank you, listen, amen. You'll love everything, and you'll love everybody else. I'm going to say a couple of days is up. If you mean as hell, you don't know my Jesus. If you act like you came from hell, you don't know my Jesus, amen. But if you love him, if you're compassionate, if you're kind, if you're forgiving, if you understand it, then you're walking just like him.
Yeah. Looking at the right thing. They said, these men must be gods. Peter said, no, it's him, Jesus. Y'all do remember Jesus, don't you? The same Jesus that went to Capernaum and solidified his ministry by healing a man that had been paralyzed all his life. Y'all know who he is, that Jesus. That the same Jesus that made a way for all of y'all now, the one of y'all that killed him, amen. He healed your cousin. He fed your family. He turned your life around. When you called on him, he showed up. That Jesus, amen. That Jesus, when you couldn't see, he opened blinded eyes. That Jesus. That Jesus, when your people need, that Jesus. So now, let's look at the right thing. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the economy. We're going to be looking at Labor Day. I hope I can put this in there. And now the economy is really crippled, ain't it? Because they're saying folk don't want to work. And they're a little lie. Folk want to make it. And the economy is crippled. So what men are trying to do is open up the economy amidst a pandemic. They're opening up schools when the COVID rate for children are regularly going up. Folk are still on it about vaccines and masks, and folk are still dying. But yet they're trying to open up the schools, amen, because somebody needs some money. Y'all don't want to talk to them. They want to open up their economy. Everybody wants to open up travel now. But listen to me. It don't matter if you take your vaccine. It don't matter if you do everything you're supposed to do. If you take your eyes off of Jesus, amen, the one who heals and delivers you, amen, you're going to be lost anyway. You may not catch COVID or the disease COVID, but you got the COVID, what I call the COVID of sin, amen. You mean, you hateful, you nasty, you unforgiving. That means you got a disease, amen. And you need your vaccine for the blood of Jesus. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. Some of us, our focus is wrong. So now they want to open up the economy, amen. When the Lord told the church, said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Amen, 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 amen. We come back into church, amen. We spread out a little bit. We wearing our mask, amen. We clean some bits in the church, clean the carpet in the church, did a little sanitizing in the church, trying to keep ourselves a little safe, ain't that right? But I'm amazed at people who don't feel the need to have nowhere else sanitized but the church. We go everywhere around everybody and do everything we want to do till it comes time to serve the Lord. Yeah, I said it. Oh, that's it. I said it. But if you're looking at the wrong thing, we're not trying to sanitize the outside. If y'all like me, you need to sanitize the inside. Work on me, Jesus. Until I get better. Work on me, Lord, until my mind get right. Work on me, Lord, until my heart is fixed. Work on me, Lord, until my mouth speaks the right thing. Work on me, Lord, until my feet walk to the right direction. Work on me, Lord, I'm talking to love my brother, amen. Work on me, Lord, work on me. Until I get better. They wanted to make Peter and John gods. They said, no. It's not us. It's all about Jesus. If we, and I'm going to move from this point because I can't leave it for whatever reason, because a lot of y'all must be there. If we put other things and other people before the Lord, that's your God. Don't answer. Just think about it. If you would rather make a dollar than worship the Lord, keep your hand down. If you love your boo more than you love God, keep your hand down. If you love the shop more than you love God,
still doing what we want to do. Amen. I'm tired of meddling. I'm going to go back. I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't going to meddle no more. I'm tired of meddling. Tired of meddling, all right? This man gets healed. Peter said, y'all killed the Prince of Life, the one who God raised up from the dead and our witness. You denied the Holy One and the Just One. That's verse 14. And you desired America. Let's talk to America today. That we have rejected Jesus. And we desire America. Let me go back. We have rejected Jesus. Yeah, this is a hard one. I know about myself this morning, but it's all right. We rejected Jesus, but we want America. Y'all just like that in the church. Wrong thinking, wrong teaching, wrong living. We won't say nothing about it. Everybody gets a pat on the back, talks of political correctness. We can't say nothing to nobody. We can't talk about nobody unless the person tries to live right. When somebody's trying to live right, that's when y'all go in on each other. When the church come in, won't nobody get up and say nothing, the first person to get up and sing a song, you will sit there too, like a bump on the loud, and you want to say something, now somebody want to say a song. When somebody get up and read scripture, now you want to say something, but you was in talking about what you did last week, who did what, and that person's mind was stayed on Jesus. Talking about what I'm talking about. We the same way. We desire the world. We desire to do our own thing. That is the sin nature in us. But today I'm going to ask God to help you. So the first thing Peter did when they was trying to give him glory, to self-aggrandize himself, to make himself bigger than what he was. He said, no, it's all about Jesus. Amen. How many of y'all have ever been driving? Amen. You knew you was on the right road, and all of a sudden your navigation system kept saying, redirect, redirect, redirect. Amen. Sometimes it's right, isn't it right? Because you know where you're going. Amen. It's saying redirect because it's trying to take you to a certain street. Amen. To get on a certain highway. Amen. But you know where you're going, so you stay on this certain path. Amen. Sometimes the navigation system is wrong, and sometimes you're right because you've been doing it that way for a while. Ain't that right about it? But sometimes the navigation system understands if you have a new upgraded one. It has all the highways that's been built, all the one ways that have been put in. It knows where you're supposed to go. I wish I had somebody. And it keeps saying redirect, redirect, redirect. You keep on trying to do what you're trying to do. And have you ever did that? Because I have. Kept on trying to go where you thought it was. Amen. You haven't been to that city in a long time. And after a while, you run down on the street where you think you can turn and be right there at the house. But it's a one-way street now. Then you got to go all the way back around. Amen. To get back to where you're trying to go. And then I've done this. I've been going to a place. And I say, Trey said the navigation is telling you to go this way. I said, nah, I know where I'm going. Amen. And end up on a dead end street. Because they have changed. Amen. And now I'm going the wrong way. I'm telling y'all this morning, there is a way that seems right to men, but in the end, it is wrong, amen. It's just wrong, amen. You got to keep on looking to Jesus. In verse 16, he said, and through the name. I'm not going to go through the name. I'm not really done. He said, through the name. But faith in his name has made this man strong. In that name, Jesus. Let me help you now. In the name Jesus. What we get mixed up is when we call on the name Jesus, we think that is magic. Amen. How many of y'all like me that really need healing in your body today? If you would tell the truth, how many of you really need a little healing? Amen. How many of y'all really can't your mind? If you're looking one way and you're kind of unsure about it, but in your mind you're kind of confused, you need your Lord to direct you. Amen. How many of y'all like me just need a good old fashioned revival because your soul feels kind of dry? Amen. The song sounds good, but you don't feel it like you used to feel. The preach sounds good, but it don't feel like it used to feel. Amen. You listen to your favorite song on the way to church, but it just not hit you like it normally hits you. Amen. You kind of need a revival. Amen. I'm trying to tell you that it's not magic, because these men thought that it was magic, Reverend Lamont. We think it's magic. We pray a prayer, and we tag it at the end in the name of Jesus, and we think that it's done, and you still sick. You get down on your knees in your best preacher voice, Lord, here I am, knee bound and bowed. Mary was lame from birth. Am I right about it? Did Peter lay hands on him and pray? Did he tell him anything? Anoint him with oil? Did he do any of that? Or did he say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk? I'm trying to fix it as best I can. And I need to quit laying there. Quit acting like you can't make it, amen. And get up out your mess. And the lamb, you got to get up out your mess. Oh, you got to get up out your mess. You got to get up out your mess. You got to get up out your mess. Peter said, in his name, through faith in his name, or trusting in his name. In other words, I'm done. I told you, but you got to know the Lord for this to work. Acts chapter 19, the sons of Sceva. They saw their dad was a high priest, amen. So he knew about prayer and doing religious work, amen. And he had seven sons in Acts chapter 19. And they saw Paul healing folk. They thought they could do that. So y'all know what they did? They said, we're going to do just like Paul. And we're going to cast this devil out. And they went to a man who was demon-possessed. And they said, in the name of the God of Paul. And the devil tore their clothes off and ran them out to pray. And they said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? See, you can't go in your name. I wish I had somebody. I love my name. Amen. Like my dad was a pretty good man. Maybe I'm just saying it because he was my dad. Amen. So Van Thompson gave me the Thompson name. Amen. So the Thompson name is all right to me. Anybody I see named Thompson, amen. No matter what the color is, they named Thompson. It's just something about that name that gets my attention, amen. And then when my wife took my name, amen, she could have just said Lambert slash Thompson, or she could have done like modern women and just kept her own name. Y'all know how y'all just keep your own name, amen. But she took the Thompson name, so that meant something to me. Every time I hear her make a phone call and she just say Tracy Thompson, it does something to me. I'm just trying to tell y'all something. That name sounds good to me, but the Thompson name can't save you. The Richmond name can't save you. The Turner name, your son, the Turner name can't save you. Your name can't save you, but the name of Jesus can save you. He's a savior, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he can do all. Peter said, wasn't in Peter's name, wasn't in Cephas' name, wasn't in John's name. Say, y'all looking at the wrong thing. Let me redirect your thinking and show you that it's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. See, y'all got to win some folk, but y'all too churchy, amen. See, what Peter understood, that when he was in talking to the Jews, he had to talk like a Jew. They understood who Abraham was. From Genesis 12, he was the father of many nations. They understand that Isaac was the promised seed. They understood that Jacob was the one who wrestled with God, who had that limp, amen. Had that limp, amen, because God had fixed him, amen, because he wrestled with God. They understood that language. So your neighbor you're trying to say, that person you're trying to talk to, you got to talk to them in language that they understand. Some folk don't understand Bible, but you can tell them that the way you made it is because of God. Y'all still don't get it? Walk into the hospital and sit down beside somebody and stop trying to be God and sit right there with them and let them talk to you. Get a cup of water and give it to them if they need it. Lay hands on them and pray with them. Matter of fact, some folk in the rest home and in the hospital can pray better than we can pray. Sometimes you need to just go there and sit there and watch God work. Watch God do what God does. Now, we don't have all the answers, but God got all the answers. I'm trying to tell you today, if you're looking at the wrong thing, you're looking at the economy, you're looking at the wrong thing, you're looking at people, you're looking at the wrong thing, you're looking at the church building, you're looking at the wrong thing. When you look to Jesus, you're off to the finish of your faith. I'm gone this morning. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Break that down, Reverend Thompson. Labor and work for the Lord, amen. And what you do for God is going to last, amen. I just want to know this morning, Father, I got a question. Where you there when they crucified my Lord? Because Peter said, yeah, y'all crucified. I want to know how many in this church was there when they crucified my Lord. You said, well, I wasn't born, amen. And I wasn't here. The devil lived a lie. You was born in sin and shaking iniquity. live any kind of way contrary to what God has said. Every time you sin, you crucify the Lord afresh in your flesh, amen. I wish I had somebody who would be honest with me this morning to understand that we was all responsible. Someone said, where you at? I like Johnny Cash version better. Johnny Cash said, where you at? When they crucified my Lord. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Were you there? Were you there when they laid him in a borrowed tomb? Better yet, were you there when he arose from his grave? This is for somebody, those who are saved and have already called on the name of the Lord. Yes, you know what it is to feel the power of the resurrection. You know what it is to be delivered from your sin. You know what it is to be delivered from your habits and from your trouble. Y'all know what it feels like, don't you? When God brings you out, amen, there's a great feeling there. Then there's some of us who, we was looking at Jesus. We got sidetracked and started looking at all the stuff. We backslid in God, amen. We still coming, amen. Don't try to fool me now, because I've done it in different ways. Let me level it all for you. When I was coming into church, I lost my way, amen. But guess what? I was still coming to church. I was in the choir. I lost my way. But I was still saved. I was on the usher board. I lost my way. But every time it was my turn to be on the door, guess what? I was on the door. Amen. I've even done it preaching. If some preachers would be honest with you, to let y'all know that we are men and women just like you are. It's just a way of reason God just decided to put us in this spot. Amen. I want to tell you today that I have preached. Amen. And I got so busy worrying about what the church was doing and worrying about what everybody else was doing. Y'all know what I forgot to do? I forgot to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I forgot to read my own word. Not just to preach, but read the word so that I could get strong. Pray so that I could get better. See, I forgot all about that because I was too religious. If you were here today, never accepted Jesus Christ. Free will, pardon of your sins. See, like the old school church, doors of the church is open. As one who wants to link up with this church or link up with another church, you can join Jesus right here and tell the truth. Go on back to wherever God sent you to. You go on back to that church. You don't have to stay here. But as long as you're in the kingdom of God, as long as you're looking to him, as long as you're looking at the right thing, it's going to be all right. The second wave is those who are backslidden from God. You know in your heart you don't feel the closeness of God. You really don't feel the power of God. You don't feel the strength of God. Amen. That means that you need to turn around. Say, well, preacher, what if it was you? If it was me, I'd go right there and sit down. Y'all know why? Because I'm not the only preacher. I'm not the only preacher. And y'all are not the only Christians, but we need each other. Y'all hear me? If there's one who y'all are standing for the Lord, y'all a soldier in the honor of the Lord. I'm done. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to pray right here. We're going to the house. Stand to your feet. If you're a soldier in the honor of the Lord, if you have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. If you have decided to go all the way, I want y'all to be sold out before you leave here. Because one part of this sermon that I never did get to, I don't know why, but I'm going to say it to you. Think about what you talked about during the week. Have you mentioned somebody else's name more than you mentioned Jesus? Have you talked about what's going on in the world more than you talked about Jesus? Have you talked about anything other than him, Jesus? You're looking at the wrong thing. Get ready to go in prayer. I want to pray for Mr. Fred Lee Garner, Father Dennis Garner. Pray for Sister Winston Fox, sister of my friend and brother Jack Garner. Pray for our sister and mother Mildred Moody. Pray for Brother Jimmy Petit. Continue to pray for Sister Rhonda Palin. Pray for Cornell Austin. Pray for Dwight Wade. I want to pray for the family of William Miller Jr., the young man who
lost his life at Mount Tabor High School. I want to pray for his family. I want to pray for our students as they go in and out of the classroom, that they be safe from disease and safe from violence. I pray that God will continue to bless them. Continue to pray for the flood victims, Ida, New York, and New Jersey, and the earthquake in Haiti. We're going to continue to keep them in our prayer. As another storm seems to be coming this way, we're going to ask God to continue to protect, lead, and guide us. Amen? Amen. All the names that I forgot, I pray. Oh, Brother Mike Fossett, Sister Betty Tenney, Brother Don Slade, Sister Yvette, and each one of you, amen. The names that you know, when I pray, I want you to lift them, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now asking you, God, to redirect our focus, we ask you, God, to come and as we renew our mind with your word, that you will allow us to see through your lenses. As we look to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we pray, God, you continue to be with us, lead us, and guide us. As we put your family, our families in your hands, because they belong to you anyway. Your church, God, it's not our church, it's yours. We put it in your hand. We put all the preachers in your hand, all the deacons in your hand, all the missionaries in your hand, ushers and choir members and musicians and all the saints of God, we put them in your hand. Then in the words of my sister Deaconess Turner, all the careless and the unconcerned, God, we put them in your hand. God, as we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence, let us look up with a steadfast hope that our will be lost and dying, God, as you draw us nearer to you, to look to you and to look to none other. My prayer for your people is complete peace. My prayer for your people is this, as we get ready to leave. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may the rest rule and ride by henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen.
Amen.